This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A team of World Health Organization experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of the coronavirus got underway Friday. The WHO said late Thursday on Twitter that its team plans to visit hospitals, markets like the Hunan Seafood Market linked to many of the first cases, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and laboratories at facilities like the Wuhan Center for Disease Control. The team members spent the past 2 weeks in a required quarantine during which they had been communicating with Chinese officials by video conferences to lay the groundwork for the field visits. First, there was the UK variant of the coronavirus, which came to the U.S. Then there was the South African variant. Now there is a case of the Brazil variant here. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Minnesota health officials say someone who lives in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area became ill with the Brazilian variant the first week of January after traveling to the country. However, the Department of Health said there was no immediate indication the variant was spreading. According to the CDC, the Brazilian variant contains a set of mutations that may affect its ability to be recognized by antibodies. Some researchers have raised a concern that it may be able to reinfect people who already were sickened by COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
Health officials in the U.S. state of South Carolina say they have detected two cases of the South African COVID-19 variant, the first cases in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the variant does not appear to cause more serious illness, but, quote, preliminary data suggests this variant may spread more easily and quickly than other variants, end quote. Officials say the two South Carolina cases do not appear to be connected to travel or